Hello, everybody. This is Luke Stamey, and I'm your host of the Space Travel Podcast. I hope everybody's doing all right this evening. I just wanted to release another little episode while I was on my trip, traveling from work to home. I had a very eventful day today in Boca Chica, Texas. Figured we'd talk a little bit about that, a little bit more about that, rather. I did release a episode earlier of my reaction watching the static fire slash explosion as it happened, thanks to NASA spaceflight and Boca Chica Gal, Miss Mary, brought us all that great content. That was fantastic, and I appreciate all the work y'all do, making us feel like we are, you know, involved in this, and we are, you know, right there alongside everybody. It's much appreciated. I also wanted to say I hope everybody's okay. You know, it was a large explosion today. Did see a lot of debris flying around. I really hope everyone and everything is okay as well. But I guess now is the time to do just a little bit of speculation. I'm sure everyone's got their own opinions on what has happened today. But when I watched it, and luckily I was screen recording, so I got to go back and I got to watch it in slow-mo pretty quick. At first, once the valve, hose, seam, whatever busted that allowed all of that methane and or oxygen gas to start leaking out of the Starship, first thing I thought, and probably first thing on everybody else's mind was, man, that flare stack is really close. And if that is methane, this is just going to be bad news. Well, it seemed, if you watch it in regular speed, you know, seemed that way. It seemed like the stack ignited the plume and caused a large explosion, which decimated everything on the launch pad. But then, if you go back to the very point of ignition, you can see that underneath the left-hand side of the Starship, right under the thrust section, you'll see a tiny little point of ignition right there. And whenever that ignition took place, you know, when gas like that ignites, it kind of sucks everything in, you know, it's because of the way it burns. But it pulled everything towards the Starship. That's why it kind of looks like the explosion came from the flare to the Starship. But in all actuality, it most likely originated under the skirt. And then, you know, blew out from there. Not sure what it is. I can't speculate as to the exact cause right now. I am not a rocket scientist, even though I would really love to be. I'm not qualified for those kind of technical speculations there. I will be really excited to see what Elon and or just the SpaceX team comes up with and tells us, you know, to explain what happened. It'll be really cool. But I just, you know, as a reminder to myself and everybody listening, in this Starship program, failure is an option. I mean, Elon has said it himself. It's going to happen. You know, they're doing this rapid iteration prototyping or whatever they call it. And it's just, you know, build one, put it out there to test, build others while you're testing, push one to the limit until you reach its failure point, and then comb through the data, figure out what happened, and then fix it and move the next one out to the launch pad and continue and continue and continue. That just seems to be what they're doing. And I like it. I like it. This is a big change from what I watched as a kid with NASA. You know, and the way they do things, it's just so much different. And I'm not hating on NASA at all, guys. I love NASA. I am a huge NASA fan. I am wearing a NASA t-shirt with a space shuttle on it as we speak. But, you know, it's a government agency. And in a government agency, failure is not an option. If you start showing failure out to the general public, people are going to start getting concerned. And that's understandable, you know, because we're talking about regular everyday people, the lay folk, if I will, or if I may. You know, when they see stuff like this, That just seems like a straight failure. I mean, people that are going to watch this Starship thing are going to deem it a straight failure. When, it just takes a little bit of explaining for people to understand that this kind of stuff is expected. They take extreme precaution and follow very strict safety guidelines so that they can fail. And I think that's really cool. I think it's very new to us old school space nerds. But I also have a small feeling that we'll be seeing a lot more of this as well. We're going to see a lot more failures. But at the same time, all these failures are going to add up to a beautiful and well-performing final product, in my opinion. And I know probably Elon and everybody on the SpaceX team probably feels the same way. It's just a really cool point in history. I mean, with everything that's going on, with all the different companies, with private companies getting into this, it's just going to change everything. And I just can't help but have that thought every time I watch something like this, that we're not just watching, a rocket company blow up a prototype. We're watching history. In the future, not too far distant future, they're going to be talking about this stuff as the base of it all. What started everything. And I think that's really cool. And I've said it in a previous podcast, but I don't know about y'all, but my kids at the age they are now, they won't know anything different. They're just going to know Starship. They're going to know Raptor engines. They're not going to know anything before that, because they're going to grow up watching this stuff, like Starship and whatnot, like we watched the space shuttle or, anything prior to that, depending on your age. And I'm very excited for my daughter and my son. I think it's going to be very cool. And not to mention, my wife, she is showing some renewed interest in space flight. She's a huge fan of space, and just the vast beauty of it and all that. But I think she's starting to get the itch, to want to know more about the technical side of how we get to space, the hardware we use, the people involved. And I think that's cool. I'm really not quite sure her Twitter handle, but y'all know you can find me on Twitter at LukeStamey14. Hit me up. Let me know what you think of the podcast. I'm open to some constructive criticism. And I know y'all that the audio is not the greatest. I'm going to be working on that soon. I don't do any of that. I don't make a profit off any of this, as y'all know. So I kind of have to do the saving and whatnot to get the new audio equipment. But, I appreciate it if y'all share my podcast and maybe to some people you think might enjoy listening to me ramble on about this stuff. I would really appreciate that. And I'm going to start working on making this more regular and kind of structuring the podcast a little better. So just let me know what y'all think. I appreciate y'all listening. And this is Luke Stamey with the Space Travel Podcast signing off.